mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is scheduled in the next segment. And I'm going to get more into what it means to be in a proxy war with Russia, where the United States is allied with Al-Qaeda. And now they've already got their police state in place. They go, oh, in for Al-Qaeda now. We're going to set up checkpoints to search your vehicles, stick our hands down your pants, take DNA on the side of the road without warrants, because conservatives and Tea Party people are terrorists. And they're like, yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Alex. You told them 12 years ago that they would flip it and target them. And we are. And by the way, we're buying thousands of armored vehicles a month. And we're building bunkers. And we're spying on you. And yeah, you bet the big contractors do run child kidnapping rings. Uh-huh. It's in the Chicago Tribune. And nobody's getting in trouble, Alex. I mean, it is just in everyone's face. And we're going to get rid of the borders, and we're going to bring in 30 million people and give them welfare. And that, guess what, Alex? That's going to bankrupt things even faster. And then you're going to pay for it. How's that sound? And then all those people are going to think the government's their friend, and they're going to vote to take the guns, Alex. And then everybody can be slaves, just like in Mexico. How's that sound, Alex? And guess what else we're going to do, Alex? We're going to forcibly sterilize little girls in Mexico, Alex. Well, don't do that. See, it's racist to not want to have a totally open border as in a bankrupted, collapsing society. But if you want to sterilize all the Mexican girls, then that's liberal. See how that works? They have got it all figured out, folks, how they sell you one thing and it's another. Like a cape with a bull. See the cape? Uh-huh. And right behind it's a sword. You go for the cape and get a sword run right up in the middle of you. And, I don't want my society having a sword run up in it. I want to try to build a better civilization. Let's go back to these articles. So, U.S. Agency said to swap data with thousands of firms that is used for economic espionage, that's used for being able to track their competition, it's used to steal people's inventions and data. Isn't that just precious? That's how the New World Order is. It's not enough to have all the free money they give themselves of taxpayer money with all the banker bailouts and corporate welfare and the fiat money and derivatives. No. Now they get to do all that, which they've been doing for decades. And then again, here's Business Insider. Elite traders are getting access to data before anyone else. The stock market's totally fake and rigged. Next, you're going to say Las Vegas is corrupt. Next, you're going to say a hooker really doesn't love you when you pay her $100. Next, you're going to say a hooker dressed up like Marilyn Monroe isn't really her with that blonde wig. I mean, next you're going to say the sky isn't black. State Department hiring agents with criminal records. Memo reveals how loving thousands and thousands of them. And they say it's an accident, but no one will be let go. Yeah, it's an accident. They hire pedophiles to be the managers at every TSA major station. It keeps coming out. Just defrocked priests and people and stuff like that. You know what? Normal people want to grow up little kids all day. Yeah, right. It's all about what will these people put up with? And the answer is they'll put up with anything, boss. And I love how the TSA looks at you and goes, would you like a private screening? Oh, yeah, I want to go behind closed doors while you grab my genitals. People are like, big deal, let them grab your genitals. Really, if you do that to somebody in a park, you go to prison for 5, 6, 7 years. But it's like, we're doing it because of the Bin Laden. Hey, that's a good one, Bob. The Bin Laden, the CIA guy. And now the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. But look at these schmoes. They line up and they do whatever we tell them because Obama might blow up the plane if we don't. Oh, yeah. And you might get sick if you don't take the vaccine either, you know, because sure, the government did thousands of secret tests and killed people, but we should trust them, you know? They brought 30,000 Nazis back to the U.S. to set up everything after World War II. But so what? Take the shots. Who needs to live anyway? Take it. You know it's good.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can follow me at Twitter there at Real Alex Jones. There is so much to get into. Wow. Look at this headline out of Bloomberg. U.S. agency said to swap data with thousands of firms, and it's admitted that the Fortune 100 is using all your data to fix the stock market and to fix interest rates and to spy on their competition. That's what I was told by NSA whistleblowers more than 15 years ago, and now it's out in the mainstream news today. We're going to talk to former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura about all these articles for the balance of the hour coming up in just a moment. State Department has hired agents with criminal records, thousands of them on purpose. 57% fear government will use NSA data to harass political opponents. They're already doing that to the AP and others. I mean, I guess 57% are informed. And I want to go back to a New York Times article from 2002, Total Information Awareness, where they bragged that they were already spying and sharing everything with the major corporations. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. And we're going to get Jesse Ventura's take on it. I mean, everything we've talked about is now coming out in the open, like this breaking news, not breaking to this audience. We've told you for 27 months what's happening in Syria, over 3 years in Libya. Look at this headline, USA Today. Syrian rebels pledge loyalty to Al-Qaeda, and they go on to admit the main force is Al-Qaeda. They've already given them $1 billion of U.S. money, and now they're going to do a no-fly zone and start bombing the country to overthrow Assad, who's done nothing to anybody. Al-Qaeda-linked group. Syrian rebels once denied, now key to Assad victories. McClatchy News. Arrest Obama under NDAA for supporting terrorists in Syria. That's what their unconstitutional law says, so he should have himself arrested. That is just some of the news. So we're being told WMDs again by a country that legally and lawfully has them. And we told you a year ago with our Syrian guest on the show that they were going to do a false flag blaming Syria for chemical weapons use. And that is what Syria is saying. Unbelievable. Well, his latest book is Democrats and Republicans, bestseller. We sell all of his books at InfoWarsStore.com. And giving viewers a first look, here's the new cover of what's coming out in October, and I really like it. They killed our president. And it goes over 63 facts that prove a conspiracy to kill JFK. This is the 50th anniversary. They said no one allowed in the big park at Dealey Plaza but people that agree with the official story for the first time. So I'm going to be there with thousands demonstrating for the First Amendment. And I've invited Jesse Ventura to be there with us. He is considering it. And, Gov, you've been gone about 5-6 months. It's great to have you back. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be here. I'll tell you, I enjoyed my time in Mexico. I didn't watch television from January 2nd until about a couple weeks ago.
I've seen you when you get back from Mexico. You look 10 years younger.
I feel 10 years younger, too. You know what I did down there this year that was life-changing?
What was that?
My wife and I, we took a 500-mile trip to this lagoon, and you got to go about 100 miles off the main road through this rough road to get there. And the Mexicans in a small boat took us out into this lagoon, and the gray whales will come up to you. And you can sit in the boat and actually physically touch them.
Wow.
And mothers bring up their babies, and they actually lift them up. And I actually put my hands inside the whale's mouth and scratch their gums.
You told me you were going to break a life-changing event here on air. That is amazing.
I'll tell you, Alex, I can't describe. And when you look into their eyes, you see nothing but intelligence. And again, they approach you. You don't go to them. You go out there, and then they will come up to you in this lagoon. There must have been at least 30 of them.
That is just magic. Can you believe people ever hunted those?
Well, I'll tell you, I was so moved. I thought with my old frogman experience, I was ready to join those guys that go disable the ships that kill them, because I got trained by the best. I know how to disable ships. That ain't a problem.
Tell us how you sabotage the propellers and rudders.
No, because then they'll be able to defend against me. But no, it was, getting back to a more serious note, it was really something. I mean, we had one mother and her calf. She was 40 feet long, literally twice as long as our boat, and they must have stayed with us for an hour and 15 minutes.
From what I've seen of the physiology, they're basically the equivalent of like German shepherds.
I don't know. They're certainly well, what it showed me, Alex, is this. Clearly they can communicate with each other. Because why would a mother, any mother of any animal with the instinct, is not going to bring their children up to something that endangers them? So clearly they know in this particular lagoon with the Mexicans, they know they're in no danger. And it was unique for me because I never felt any danger or any fear. There's just an aura about it that these big, massive, giant mammals that live in the water present no harm to you. They're actually curious to see what we are.
In fact, they say that dolphins have the biggest brain of any mammal, CC size, for their body weight, and they think they may be even smarter than humans.
Well, back when I was in the Navy, we were already using, there was a small program program, the underwater demolition teams had. I wasn't part of it, but I had a couple buddies that worked on it for a while. They were actually using dolphins in underwater work, to where they had the dolphins would go to the surface and get the correct tool and bring it back down to them.
Well, look.
And they also used them to different mines and things like that in harbors.
Well, I've got to say that I don't blame those killer whales locked up in cages that are the equivalent of like a 100-square-foot prison cell. I don't blame them when they end up killing their trainers. That is incredibly inhumane.
That's a great segue, Alex, because I'll comment on that and say, wait a minute, that's what our government wants to do to you and I. They want to lock us in cells to keep us safe.
Absolutely, the whole nanny state. Break it down.
No, I mean, it's like the joke, the cartoon I saw, where a mother, a father, and the two children are sitting at the dinner table, and they're all exclaiming, gee, I feel safe now. The only thing is, they're locked inside a cell.
Well, that's what Eisenhower said. He said, total safety is total tyranny.
Exactly.
It's prison.
It's like Ben Franklin said, for those who want to give up their liberty for security shall have and deserve neither.
Well, shifting gears into that, it's now out that everybody's being listened to, everything's being recorded, and thousands of corporations get contracts to give all your data to the government, and then they get to share it. And I've had telecom whistleblowers say that they can just dial in anybody's phone, turn it on, listen to you. It's all confirmed. Everything we talked about, now proven right. Al-Qaeda run by the government, now admitted. Do we get an apology, Governor?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't think so, Alex. We deserve one. Or we deserve the mainstream media to say to us, geez, you guys were right. You know what bugs me about it? Lindsey Graham and Feinstein and all these are telling the public that we need this to fight terrorism. Well, what they're saying to me and to every American is that they think you and I are terrorists. Because why do they need to listen in on my phone calls and my emails to fight terrorism? I'm not a terrorist.
What do you make of Congressman Peter King saying, arrest the Washington Post reporter that talked to Snowden? That's A. And then B, I think Snowden's a hero. What do you say?
I do, too. Because the thing to remember is all people like that and the military, you take an oath to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if somebody's asking you to do something that you feel violates the Bill of Rights, or you shouldn't do it. And that's what these whistleblowers are doing. They're simply telling us the government lied to you. And yet, who's going to get prosecuted? Bradley Manning and him. They prosecute the messenger. Now, how can they prosecute them when it's the government and other entities that are committing crimes and you're reporting them?
That's right. And when they reported Fast and Furious within the ATF, they got in trouble. So you can't report within the chain because you've got criminals running the chain.
Well, clearly it goes that deep in this country. People need to understand, like when I made the statement, I love my country but not my government. Bad people, government is nothing but people. And bad people can get in charge. If you don't believe it, read about Germany in the 30s.
Well, that's
and
another.
Bad people getting in charge. And then, of course, we brought so many damn. I read the books this last winter about all the Nazis we brought into this country that should have stood trial at Nuremberg. Instead, we brought them in here and gave them positions of authority.
Oh, my grandfather worked all over the Southwest in oil and gas. And the only places to go eat or stay were military bases a lot of the time in New Mexico, Arizona, West Texas. And he told me when I was a child, he almost got in fights all the time and got thrown out by MPs because he'd go into the restaurant and there'd be full of Nazis and SS. And he was part German growing up in Dallas, so he could speak some German. And he'd hear the obnoxious things they were saying about America. And it just blew him away. They were just crawling with Nazis.
Well, you know, when that happened, we can thank Alan Dulles and all those people that, you know, decided that they were better off here in this country and operating here than putting them on trial for Nuremberg. Look when I did conspiracy theory, and we found out that Eric Traub is the godfather of Plum Island, and this guy worked right underneath, I believe it was Himmler.
And Mengele.
Yeah, and his expertise was biological warfare, infecting the first recorded case in Lyme, Connecticut, right across the water from Plum Island.
It's just unbelievable. There's an article out today where they found a top Nazi living in Minnesota. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I don't watch the news, and I'm woefully ignorant. I don't read the paper, and I still haven't watched the news since I came home.
Yeah, top Nazi commander living in Minnesota since 1949. What do you think your dad would have thought of that?
Well, who knows? I don't know. Like I said, nothing surprises me anymore here.
Totally creepy. I mean, and we know authoritarian regimes spy on people, and they always say it's for your own good.
Alex, are we being sabotaged? I'm getting a whole bunch of interference over the line.
I did just hear some of that.
I'm not hearing you clearly now.
Okay, Governor, we're gonna call you back and reconnect. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. Call me back.
All right, call him back. Actually, I got a call by a very famous spy yesterday, going, Alex, we're monitoring you. Everything's fine, Alex, because we were just talking about him. The phone rings. He goes, yes, we're monitoring you, Alex. You're too high. And I was like, what? And then his phone crackles and cuts out. He calls back and he goes, and they're monitoring me. Can you imagine who it was I'm talking about? And he talks like that. It's probably just a bad phone line. That's probably all it is. Now, if they break on the line and say something to us, then we'll... And we'll know the difference. But it is certainly a crazy world. I just skipped this network break because when I get Jesse on, I always just enjoy talking to him so much. We're getting Governor Ventura back on the line right now here with us. But, yeah, guys, just call him back on the same phone line. It's fine. All right, we don't need to make a big deal out of it. It's probably just a bad line. All right? Or give me his number. I'll dial it if you want. All right, folks. Again, we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the nightly news and then all my films and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. And why is it called Prison Planet? We're fighting the globalist construction of the whole world being a prison that Governor Ventura was just talking about. And the criminals that run both major parties are the Democrats and the Republicans. And that's the name of his latest book, available at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and shop with the good guys. And we've got Pro Pure water filters, 10% off of promo code WATER, the best gravity-fed filters out there. Governor Jesse Ventura joins us again. Is that better, Governor?
Yeah, it's better, but still a little interference. I'm getting you clear right now.
Okay, that's good. What do you make of it being openly said, okay, Al-Qaeda is the main force, something we talked about last year, and they are killing the Muslims, the minority groups, and the Christians and the Jews, but that's okay because Assad's a bad guy. Why do you think they're getting so bold? I mean, the agenda's out in the open, but they just move forward.
It's all baffling to me, Alex. I'm still trying to figure out why we don't just get the hell out of the Middle East. I mean, if you look at history, Anglo-Saxon European history, Christopher Columbus came here, and when he sailed here, it was to find a way to India to avoid the Middle East. So centuries ago, nobody wanted to go there. They wanted to avoid it. And Columbus was willing to sail off the flat earth at that time to take the chance to do it. Let's get the hell out of there. I mean, completely. I don't get it. I'll tell you what. If I run for president, I will follow the teachings of Major General Smedley Darlington Butler, who wrote the book War is a Racket, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. So anybody who wants to know my foreign policy, read General Butler's book and you'll know it.
Talk about running for president. I mean, I've got a sneaking suspicion you're going to do it. Are you 30%, 50%, 80% sure you're going to run?
No, I laid the gauntlet down. Here's what it'll take, Alex. It'll take, because I hate the bribery and raising the money, it'll take a grassroots movement to get me ballot access in all 50 states, and they will have to guarantee me we'll rise up and rebel if I'm not allowed in the debates, because you got to debate to win. And if those two criteria are met, I will give it serious consideration. But, and here's what I will run on. I will run on the simplest thing you can imagine. I will give the American people, for the first time since George Washington, the father of our country, the opportunity to vote for a president that doesn't belong to either political party and is not bought off by corporate money or special interest PAC money. And I will run on that issue alone, and I truly believe in a three-person race where you only need about 36% to win. I would stand a very good chance.
Well, I think you do stand a really good chance with Congress with a 10% approval rating. My issue is this. Why didn't the Libertarians approach you in the last cycle? Nothing against their candidate, but does anyone even remember their name?
Yeah, their last candidate was Gary Johnson. I campaigned for him because I didn't want to run, Alex. The point is you got to pick your battle. 2016 is the most opportune time because there'll be no incumbent.
No, I agree with you. And of course,
for the independent movement when Obama won re-election. Because if Romney would have won, then you'd have an incumbent in 2016. You have to have an election with no incumbent.
Sure, absolutely. Sure. I mean,
and
of course,
that
I see.
Would be the reason I didn't want 2012 alone, because I don't do it to lose. I do it to win. And I don't do it just to make a statement.
No, I remember.
2016 is the best opportune time, and that's why I laid the gauntlet down. People got 2 years to get me ballot access, but I don't care. I don't want the Libertarian Party. I want to run with no political party.
No, I remember you last year explaining all that. I was being sarcastic. I like Gary Johnson overall. I just meant he didn't get hardly any attention. We tried to give him attention, but people would have given attention to Jesse Ventura, and I think it may have made more of a statement than you think it would. But I agree with you. The magic number is 2016 to ever have somebody who's not part of the system run for president. But we've talked about this. Do you think that they would come after you with more than just smears?
Oh, of course. I don't know what they do, but, you know, it all depends what you're polling. I mean, if you're polling 2%, they're going to ignore you. But if you all of a sudden are polling 20% or better, well, then, yeah, then mainstream media and the two parties, they're gonna come at you with both guns loaded. You'll see them team up on you. You know, all of a sudden, Democrats and Republicans will become bosom buddies when it comes to a third entity. But my belief is, what the hell more can they do to me, Alex? Nothing. They've already tried to marginalize me, and they tell the world I'm crazy and all that stuff, but we know better than that. And the point is, I would go into the race pretty cavalier, really. Because, I mean, I have nothing to lose, do I?
No.
There you go.
The only way you'd lose is by not taking action, because you could win, but regardless, you'd inject real issues. So either way, you win by running. The only way you lose is by not running.
I want some proof that the American people are going to stand with me, and the only way I see that is they're going to have to do a grassroots effort in all 50 states to get me on the ballot, get me ballot access.
So it's now time for people to organize, and then you will step into the arena.
When I see that I'm on, when I see that I've got ballot access, if I get it in all 50 states, I will give it very serious consideration. But that's what it'll take. So I figure I'll still be living in Mexico.
Well, you better be ready, obviously, for more.
I'll be ready, but the point is, it ain't going to happen. I don't believe it will. I think they've been drinking too much water. They got too much Prozac in their bodies to care.
Well,
enough of them.
People ask why Americans put up with so much. Our IQs have dropped about 20 points just from the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the Roundups on record causing breast cancer to skyrocket, and we're all just basically narcotized, dying. We've been hit with a chemical attack, so you can't get mad at the public, Governor. They're victims.
They are victims, but again, like I said, Alex, I'm not going to do it on my own. I got to have the people with me, and I need some sign that they will be, and that's the perfect way. Let me see ballot access in all 50 states. They got 2 years to do it.
Let's talk about how people can organize that on the other side. Get into your lawsuit that continues against Chris Kyle to get your name back. And so much more, and some phone calls for former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. His show still airs with huge audiences on True TV, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And we'll tell you about his new book that's coming out. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us to talk to Jesse Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is a lead to the freeway. It's fashion will ride as the city's fly by.
Monday through Friday, we're here, folks. We're live. I'll be back live this Sunday. I was live from England last Sunday. I'll be live in studio on, what is it, Father's Day. That's what I'm going to do for Father's Day, is fight for my children's future. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday broadcast. InfoWars Nightly News, of course, tonight live, 7 o'clock Central. And if you've got a membership to InfoWars News, to PrisonPlanet.tv, 11 people can log in with the same username and passcode. So make sure you've got a username and passcode you can share, and something that isn't to your other codes. Create a unique one and give it to friends and family and give them the gift of waking up. Incredible films, high def, nightly news, it's all there. 18 years of work, PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a subscriber today. And get Jesse Ventura's powerful book. You may be awake that the Democrats and Republicans are working together, like they're all circling the wagons right now, saying arrest the whistleblower, arrest the media. Boehner, Boner is saying it's evil to report on crimes. It's disgusting. You may know this, but this book is a powerful read and great to give to mainline Democrats and mainline Republicans to deprogram them. And we've got the book discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So you support the Gov and our media operation all at the same time, InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank all of you for supporting the broadcast and our sponsors, because you know I've hired a bunch of reporters. I'm building a bigger TV studio. We're going up on satellite. We've got all these big plans thanks to you supporting us and spreading the word about the broadcast as well. Governor, we got a bunch of callers that want to talk to you. The toll-free number to talk specifically to Jesse Ventura, folks, is 800-259-9231. If you have a question, a comment, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air with the governor. But I don't want to hog him too much, but he won't be back with us till the book comes out in October, and he's promised us to come on first when he does those interviews. But expanding on what we were just talking about, dealing with the NSA and dealing with both parties circling the wagons and Congress having a 10% approval rating. I mean, this just can't go on forever, Governor. What scenarios, you're a pretty politically savvy guy, what scenarios do you see unfolding?
Well, I don't see any change naturally coming out of the two parties. They're going to come forward. I think we're going to end up with probably Hillary Clinton and maybe Jeb Bush. Or Chris Christie might sneak in there or whatever. But nothing's going to change as long as the two parties continue to control our government. People that think you're going to have change are sadly mistaken. I mean, Obama ran on complete opposite of George Bush, and yet when he got in office, he's rubber stamped George Bush's policies and just carried on right forward. That's all you're going to get, no matter which side wins. So the real revolution in this country has to come by stop electing them. You know, and is that feasible? Probably not. Because the people just, I don't know why. Like you talked about them having only a 10% approval rating, yet over 90% of them get reelected.
I agree with what you're saying, and there's a clip we'll play in a few minutes of Ralph Nader saying Obama may be the greatest con artist in history. Because with Bush, he would pretty much say what he was going to do, and it was atrocious to watch unfold. But with Obama, it's like his bombs are love bombs. His secret arrests are loving. Everything he does is...
He's a Democrat.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
they do the same thing, but they pat you on the back while they're doing it. The Republicans kind of kick you right in the knee when they do it. The Democrats sidle up to you and put their arm around you, but they do the same thing.
It's disgusting. Speaking of you running for president, hand out marching orders, specifics of what you'd like to see so you can run. And then I want to make the point, I'll make it now and get your comment. When I talk about dirty tricks and looking out, people that ask you to run better be ready to support you whatever happens, because they already said you were in a fight with police, basically, when you weren't even in California. And it looks like it was Hulk Hogan, in an argument with police. They already said that you were outside a bar, saying, down with the Navy, SEALs, I'm glad they're dead. And so that's what I wanted to ask you. First off, Chris Kyle, how bizarre is it that he gets killed like that in very suspicious circumstances? And where is the lawsuit going right now?
Well, it is bizarre. I didn't learn about it over the Internet when I was in Mexico. The lawsuit is that the way the law works now is his wife becomes the executor of his estate, so I'm forced to sue her, which I have done. Now, again, I have no beef with her at all, but that's the procedure you have to follow. And none of the attorneys on that side will offer an apology or will speak the truth. So we're heading to court, I guess, and I'm fully prepared to go. That would actually be the best for me, because when a jury and a judge find for me, then everyone in the world can do what it can to restore my reputation that he's tried to destroy for, and I don't know what reason. I've been cheated too, because I certainly want him alive so we can put him on the stand, and I'd like to know why he tried to throw me under the bus.
Well, he was
simply because I opposed the Iraq war, which any citizen has a right to do that.
Well,
so I've been cheated too, but the procedure says that I have to move forward and bring the lawsuit against her. And I know Bill O'Reilly got on TV or something last week and looked into the camera and told me to do the right thing and drop the lawsuit. Well, of course he's going to say that, because he's part of News Corp, and News Corp is also part of this publishing company. And believe me, if I win this lawsuit, I'm coming after them next.
Absolutely. Look, I told you day one, they timed it right when you went over the border, knowing you don't have a cell phone, knowing it took you days to get out there so you couldn't respond. They were already putting out dirty tricks. I've been the victim of these as well. And they were already engaged in that to try to destroy you. He was put up to it to sell the books, undoubtedly. And then he's mysteriously killed when you start winning the court case. I mean, for those that don't know, you were winning. It's going forward. You have witnesses. He didn't. You're going to win this. Now he's dead because when he was involved in very high-level national security shadowy operations and was and bragged in his book that he told lies in the media and engaged in psyops. And I my gut tells me, he said, look, I'm not going down for this. You guys need to admit you put me up to it, and they took him out.
Well, I don't know. I can't make any statements concerning that at all, Alex. I don't know. You know, all I know is what that my main objective has always been, and I offered it to him a year ago, the first time I ever met him at a preliminary conference. All it would have taken then was an apology and to admit that the story didn't happen and he wouldn't do it. And so now it's been a year later and thousands upon thousands of lawyer dollars spent.
Sure.
I'm so far into it now, I have to see it to the conclusion. So as far as I can tell you right now, we will go to trial. I feel confident. The evidence is what it is. It never happened. And if you can lose a trial where something didn't happen, well, then I know that the United States of America truly indeed has lost its moral compass.
Absolutely. We saw the good news with the Supreme Court ruling that they can't patent our genes and then not let us have our own genes as a treatment. But getting back to this, I just want to be a character witness here for you, getting to fly around with you, getting to know you over the last now 7-8 years. Time flies. The only time, and the truth is you're a big sentimental teddy bear, the only time I've seen you tear up is when you see troops in the airport or veterans or people with their arms or legs blown off. I've seen you repeatedly talk about, that's why I oppose the war, is because of what it does to my fellow people in uniform. Yeah, I know you're sentimental. Your dad won a bunch of battle stars in the Battle of the Bulge. You come from a military family, and I don't want to sit here and get sappy. But, I mean, that's why it's such an evil lie to say you'd go to a Navy SEAL commencement and then you'd say Navy SEALs deserve to die.
Well, Alex, that would also be suicidal. That would be the equivalent of going to the Hell's Angels clubhouse and telling them they suck. come on. And the point of the matter is that I view our soldiers and sailors and airmen as victims. War happens because of failed politics. Politicians are the cause of war. The poor service people are just the tool they use, and they're victims also.
And your mother was in North Africa.
It's our job as the civilian population. If you disagree with a war, then it's your job to try to ensure that our young men and women don't go die in a war that you don't agree with. And I'll throw this out there. Now that it's been nearly 10 years, it has been 10 years. I still haven't figured out why we invaded Iraq.
Absolutely. It's just as a bottomless pit to make no-bid contracts.
Well, and the point is, what's been successful about it? What did we accomplish? What's changed? Nothing.
But big banks siphon trillions of dollars out of taxpayers.
Well, other than that, other than Halliburton getting rich, that's why I wrote the preface for a book they're bringing out. They're bringing out General Smedley Butler's anti-war book from the 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor Marine.
They're republishing it?
They're redoing his book, Skyhorse, called War is a Racket, and I did the preface for it. And I think every kid in America should be required to read this book before they graduate from high school.
I've read it. It's a short, good book. We should carry that as soon as it comes out. We carry most of Skyhorse's great material at InfoWarsStore.com. Speaking of the book, you were telling me off air why you're doing this JFK book and that you want to make a statement about that.
Well, I'm doing the JFK book because for my own selfish reasons, I want, for whatever, whether anyone cares 100 years from now or not, I want them to know that the 38th governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, does not agree with the Warren Commission or the government's official story on the murder of John F. Kennedy. And the only way I felt I could really truly do that is to write a book about it, and then it'll be definitive. Anyone that reads it will know that Jesse Ventura certainly does not believe what he was told by our government or the results of the Warren Commission.
Just briefly, getting back to Chris Kyle before we go to calls, any way you slice it, it was bad luck to lie about you.
I don't know about that at all. All I know is that the story was not true. It never happened, and I will defend till the end. And I will seek out the only way that I can clear myself, and that's through our court system. So I really hope people aren't angry at me because the media tries to make it look like I'm going after. It's never been about money. It's been about the truth, and the media makes it look like I'm going after this widow and her family, now this war hero, and that isn't the case at all. It's what I have to do to clear my name for the slanderous things of being called a traitor to my country.
Well, one of the worst ways to hurt somebody is to say you're glad troops are dying. Exactly, and now they're telling you need to shut up after News Corps was with glee reporting that for months on air.
Yeah, exactly. And now Bill O'Reilly wants me to drop the lawsuit after he reports on it multiple times and poisons the public's mind over me. Now I'm supposed to do the right thing. Why won't he have me on to defend myself? There's a question. Your listeners, call Bill O'Reilly and ask him how come everybody gets to talk about this, but he won't let me on.
Let me tell you what he did to me 2 weeks ago. I never talk about sex stuff on the show. I haven't settled stuff for sexual harassment with people like he has. He plays a clip of me yelling about something completely different. It was about war and says, this is the type of hate speech against women, and then has my face turn red on screen. And I'm telling you, these people are going crazy. I mean, there's something wrong with them. Because I've talked to lawyers who contacted me that I know, and they said clearly that's actionable, but I'm not going to do anything just because they discredit themselves. But it's just unbelievable. It seems like the whole world's going crazy, Jesse.
Well, not only that, Alex, but it's extremely expensive. When you bring litigation like I have, it costs a great deal. That's how, insurance companies are paying the other side, so it's truthfully me against the big insurance company or the publisher. Not against the wife. And what they try to do is they try to run you out of money. You know, they wait until the 11th hour and hope that you'll go away and hope that public pressure will cause you to, you know, give up what you believe in. And they hope to run you out of money. And unfortunately, I have enough money that they can't run me out of it to get a case to court. And so we will go to court in August, I guess.
Unbelievable. I've got a few other points I want to get to, but we'll cover that after we take calls. But any other points, things in the news, things that are happening, Governor Ventura, that you want to impart to our audience?
Oh, no, not really. You know, I'm just enjoying being back. I wish Tiger was doing a little better in the U.S. Open.
So you're rooting for Tiger?
Yeah. I want to see him come back and win another major because it'll slap all the pundits and all the media right in the nose.
Yeah, I don't get why he's choked so bad, but I think he was probably a narcissist and that kind of collapsed his worldview.
He doesn't choke, it's golf. Nobody chokes, it's a difficult game, Alex. You could have the wheels come off on any hole. If that club face is off by 1/16 of an inch, well, when you hit a 300-yard shot, that's 30.
No, no, I know
yards.
That, but he won so many, and now he's won none. I'm saying he's collectively...
No. He's won more this year than he ever has. He just hasn't won a major. He's won 5 tournaments this year, I think.
Well, he's definitely a wild man. Let's talk to Mike in Oregon. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
We're doing good. You got a question? We're good. Go ahead.
That's what I do. Yes, for the governor, sir, I could have swore you had mentioned on this show or earlier, perhaps maybe a year or so ago, about if you were elected president, you might actually consider legislation forcing Congress and senators and so forth, elected officials like that, preventing them from actually retiring. And I've been thinking about that, and if there was such a thing, that would that not certainly reduce a great amount of corruption right off the bat?
Yeah, absolutely. There should never be a retirement for what they call public service.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That would bring you term limits without implementing them. Because nobody's going to sit there and get elected for 25 years and not get a retirement from it.
And then you bring in people to government that aren't just there to try to feather their nest.
Exactly. You bring people in like it was designed. mind. You go there to serve, and when you're done serving, you go back to what you used to do. It's a classic way to eliminate career politicians. That's why they won't do it.
Well, Governor, I think that if you go ahead and we make this happen for you, I think, honestly, that would be some great, great laws passed.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Well, remember, Mike, I can't pass a law. People need to understand that according to our Constitution. The president, although you'd wonder about it today, but the president can't pass a law, only the Congress.
That's right. So even if Ron Paul would have gotten elected, they would have tried to block him. So it's one step. Ron Paul, we're going to break, Governor, but Ron Paul, would you try to have him on your cabinet as an advisor if you won the presidency?
Oh, I certainly would love to have any participation Congressman Paul would give me. Absolutely.
How about head of the Treasury?
Yeah, I'll make Ron Paul Treasury Secretary.
All right, final segment. Final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, follow him at Facebook at Official Jesse.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Jesse Ventura leaves us here in about 6 minutes on the jam and a few more of your phone calls. I'll continue with calls. We've got a guest on about the immigration reform stuff. Governor, I was telling you, you're saying you had an incredible experience with these gray whales. And I was saying, I didn't think Stonehenge would do anything. I was like, oh, it's boring. Why'd we go here? I walked across what they said was the ley line without them telling me. And I was like electrified. I felt like I was 18. And everybody else I was with felt it. My mother, when she was there a decade ago, said she felt that. And you told me a similar story.
Well, yeah, when I went to the pyramids, and when I was governor, I did a trade mission to Mexico, and they took me to the pyramids, and we walked to the top of the pyramids, and right at the top there was a group. on it placed right on the center. And I inquired, I said, what are they doing? And they said, well, they believe the pyramid has energy, and the energy's transferring to them. So I thought, this is interesting. So I went over, and I put my hand down there, and I left it there for about 10 minutes. And it's true. You know how I know it's true, Alex?
How?
Because I had way more energy going down the pyramid than I had coming up.
I bet. No, let me tell you, I got pretty excited. I mean, it was.
No, I know. That's a joke. I did have fun with that because I told my security that too. I said, God, this works. I said, I got way more energy going down this pyramid than I had going up.
Exactly. But I mean, did you really feel the energy, though?
No, I can't say that I did. I'm not going to tell you that I sat there and, all of a sudden, my ears perked up or I felt electricity going through my body. No, I did not. But it's not to say that it isn't true. You know, there's a lot of things we don't know about in this universe that we
I mean, it's just a magnetic field. Exactly. You know, I mean, I think it's kind of, it felt like when I was in a room with a big, at the Midwestern American Museum, they turned on the biggest above-ground Tesla coil, and you feel it. I mean, I felt that and knew what it was, and I felt something like that, and I think it's electricity coming out of the earth, kind of like the poles.
And always remember that you have a flow of electricity that goes through your body. That's what any acupuncturist taps into.
Exactly.
So, there's a lot of things we don't know and understand, and I think that, in the old days, anything we didn't know or understand, we attributed to God. Well, today we understand a lot more things, so we don't necessarily
Absolutely.
Attribute everything to Him.
Let's jam in a few more calls. Anthony in Miami, quick question for Jesse.
Hello, Mr. Governor. How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm a big fan of yours, and I believe that you will be the greatest man to be president next. And I wanted to know, if elected president, would you prosecute the true perpetrators of 9/11?
Well, first of all, you would need to get, before you could prosecute anybody, you'd need to have a real investigation of it. That's where you have to start off, is and an unbiased investigation. The thing people need to understand, when all of these, the 9/11 Commission, the Warren Commission, and all that, they're always there to prop up the official story. And the reason that it's called the official story is generally it's to protect officials.
Absolutely. Let's jam in one more. Jonathan in New York. You're on the air with Ventura. Ask your question.
Hey, Jesse, man. How's it going?
Good.
Now, quick question. I want to know your opinion. Do you think the American people will finally wake up with 9/11 if there was like an official whistleblower to blow that story apart?
Sybil Edmonds.
Probably not, because the mainstream media won't allow the whistleblower the light of day. I saw it this past fall in Chicago when Judith Ferry Baker came from Sweden. She was Lee Harvey Oswald's lover in New Orleans, and she can testify that she went to dinner with Jack Ruby and Lee Oswald on multiple occasions, and that Lee was a paid government agent.
Sybil Edmonds.
And yet she couldn't get any press there because they will not cover it, and I think the same thing would hold true at 9/11.
Yeah, people say if this was happening, people would go public. Sybil Edmonds was at the NSA. She heard the government running the attacks. Governor, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex. We'll do it in the fall for sure. Have a good one, and hide everybody down there in Austin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.